This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's your favorite Throughout Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Of course, Fleegs is behind the glass. So, Black Monday is here and gone. Aaron Glenn is still here. And so is Joe Shane. Also, Met fans are a bunch of you-know-whats. As Steve Cohen's wife, Alex Cohen, deactivates all of social medias and emails. Once again, Met fans act like a bunch of lowlives. But we'll get into that later as well. Lots to discuss. 888-808-1019. Don't even get me started on the Knicks and Karl-Anthony Towns. Somebody go looking for him. He's on the back of a milk carton because he's missing. In a game that clearly the Pistons couldn't wait to happen after last year losing a tough series to the Knicks. First game since the playoff series happens at Detroit. And the Knicks no-show. Specifically, Karl-Anthony Towns. Disgusting performance. 6 points, one assist, one rebound. Minus 27. OG Anunoby was no better. No better. Embarrassing second half. The Knicks got curb stomped in the second half by the Pistons. 121 to 90. Now, am I about to give up on his team? No. No. The Pistons were looking to make a statement. The Knicks have hit the rough patch right now when it comes to their schedule and their season. The alarming part for me when it comes to the Knicks is their defense. Their lack thereof. Their defense. I said it under Tibbs, and I'm saying it under Mike Brown. Their three-point defense just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Wide open three after wide open three after wide open three. It just never ends. Never ends. We can score a buck 30. We'll give up a buck 31. No problem. I mean, nothing. Clarkson, 8 points, was hot early. Nothing. Tyler Kolek, 9 points. Bridges, 17. An empty 17. McBride, excuse me. And I don't know how many times Mikal Bridges is going to cost me a parlay when I take him for 15 points. 10 to 12 points all the time when I take him. All the time. Well, Karl-Anthony Towns has been a no-show lately. A no-show. I know he had the great game against Detroit last year in the playoffs. He was disgusting yesterday. I hope engagement doesn't make him even softer than what he is. I was pumped up for the game. I couldn't wait. Knicks, Pistons. I circled this game myself. I could not wait to watch it. And I was back to watching Law & Order SVU reruns somewhere middle of the third quarter because I was done with it. Done. I got a confession. I tried to take a nap along the way, and then I got into a little something with the neighbor because he's an idiot. But that's a whole nother story. But are you worried as a Knicks fan? You go in the comments on Twitter, which is a cesspool, And right away, season's over. Jalen Brunson's dribbling the ball too much. Bridges is a waste. OG's soft. He loses a couple games. Yes, it's four in a row. But the season's a long way from over. Long way from... We haven't even had the All-Star break. And you got Knicks fans already jumping off the bandwagon. Well, good. Stay there. Go root for Brooklyn like you used to. Because those are the fans jumping ship. The ones who jumped ship originally. When the Brooklyn Nets jumped on the scene. So go join the rest of your seven friends that are Net fans. That's it. The defense is the alarming part for me. That's what bothers me with this Knicks team. And yes, the ball's not moving like it once was. Well, that's up to the coach to put his foot up their asses and say, hey, let's get back to basics. Again, it's not the offense I'm worried about. The offense is easy. That's easy for the Knicks. It's the defense. And everybody says Jalen Brunson, you know, he's the heart and soul, the king of New York. No, no, no. Yes, he's the best player in the team. Yes, he's the king of New York. But Josh Hart is literally the heart of this team. Literally the heart of this team. Now, I know I killed him after the Pacers series last year. His shooting was terrible. His brain farts over and over and over in that series. It really, really bothered me. This year, he didn't know his role. Then Mike Brown has to be convinced to put him in a starting lineup. It works out. And then he gets hurt. And it's been downhill for the Knicks since. Now, if the Knicks are playing like this with Josh Hart and the full complementary of players, then I'd really, really be worried. But not now. The Knicks have hit a rough patch. It happens. Right now, everybody's flavor of the month is back. The Boston Celtics. Everybody's got the green pom-poms out again. Woohoo! The Celtics. Well, hopefully we see them in the playoffs. So we can send their asses home again. And the Pistons, everybody's ready to give Cade Cunningham an MVP. Ready to crown him. Jalen Rose is pretty much wearing his jockstrap or watching him in the crowd. We'll see what happens come playoff time if we meet. This was a bigger game for the Pistons than it was for the Knicks. And they played like it. They played with a chip on their shoulder. They played like they had a point to prove. They played like they were tired of hearing that it's the Knicks Eastern Conference. That's the way they play. And good for them. I would expect that from the Pistons, the team that was knocked out by the Knicks last year. I would expect that. What I didn't expect is for the Knicks to come out flat in the second half. And get the doors blown off of them in Detroit. Now, you saw Spike Lee sitting in the front row. Can we, a memo to everybody out there, he doesn't represent all Knicks fans. Please, can we stop? This is not the 90s anymore. He is not the poster child for Knicks fans. Please. Please. Can we stop that? They showed him a million times. Oh, he's the number one Knicks fan. Says who? Because he sits courtside every game? There's a couple other people that sit courtside. You know what? They're sitting behind bars right now. Some people wanted that dude to buy the Knicks back in the day that's sitting behind bars right now. But I'll leave that alone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
I've said it for a long time. I'm not worried about the Eastern Conference. If there's one team, it's the Celtics because they have the championship pedigree. Especially if Tatum comes back. That's the one team. Do I fear them? No. But if there was a team to be worried about, it's the Celtics to me. It's not the Sixers because Joel Embiid, just like that, could be done for the season. The Raptors, still wet behind the ears. The Magic, 20-16, dealing with their own drama. The Cavs are the biggest disappointment in the East. 20-17. Many put them in a championship. I don't know if that's going to happen. But besides that, it's just the Celtics. I'll take my chances, Detroit. I'll take my chances, Boston. This is the Knicks East to lose. Now, they are in need of some more bench help. I know Shamit's right around the corner. Josh Hart should be back either this week or next week. Should be back. If he's not healthy, let him rest all he needs to rest. I'm good with it. But for Knicks fans saying, I'm done. This is garbage. I can't watch this. 4-game losing streak. Do you forget the days of sucking every night and every season for well over a decade? You forget those days? Game over by the end of the first quarter? David Fizdale smiling down 60 in Milwaukee? Forget those days? Oh, you've already become spoiled. And we haven't even gotten to a championship. You guys are quitting. Well, good. Jump ship. Don't come back in the playoffs. Don't come back when they're naming streets after the Knicks like they did last year. Please don't do that again. Don't do that again unless you get to the finals. Don't come celebrating on 7th and 8th. Screaming obscenities. F this player, F that player. Don't come back on the train. Because you quit 36 games into the season, you bunch of losers. You know who you are on social media. Losers. I'll wait to the trade deadline. See what the Knicks do. If they do anything. I expect them to make a move, whether it's Sadiq Bey, whether it's Jose Alvarado. Those are names you've heard over and over and over. I don't see a Dante DiVincenzo reunion happen. I would love it, like a lot of Knicks fans. I would love it. Bring that toughness, that three-point shooting, the guard rebounding that he brings to the table, his defense, that bulldog mentality he has. We saw it in the playoff run that he had as a Knick. But I don't think it's going to happen. The T-Wolves, same record as the Knicks, 23-13. Same record. So I don't think it's going to happen. Now, this is a long NBA season. Long season. So I'm here for the long run. I'm not going anywhere. I didn't forget where I came from. And I was one of the Knicks fans that was fortunate enough to watch a couple of runs to the finals. Disappointing ending and heartbreak. But I got to see them. I got to see deep runs in the playoffs. And then things got crappy around here as a Knicks fan. The building sold out, but for the opponent. Now the building sold out for the home team. 36 games in, there's no reason to jump ship. You can be a little concerned, like I am with the defense. I'm giving up a boatload of points, easy baskets, easy three-point shots wide open. That's what I'm concerned about. Not the chemistry of this team. They all like each other. They all get along. The Knicks are just in a rough patch right now. It's up to the coach and the leaders in that locker room to get it straightened out. And I believe in this coaching staff. I believe in the players. I believe in the leaders of this team. This ain't the Knicks from years ago that were just terrible to watch. The second half tonight, last night's game was, for sure. It was embarrassing. Some guy, what was his name? Was his name Wilkins, I think it was? Jenkins. Never even heard of this guy. Killing the Knicks. Kate Cunningham doing what he does. 29-13. Just a bad night for the Knicks. And they need to end this losing streak. So the fans that are, you know, worried and nervous and crapping all over the team can shut their faces.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.